All right, welcome to the 8th question mark episode of the Chadcast. I'm pretty sure it's the 8th. Coming at you from another new location, the Lilac Room in the Canby Public Library. Today's guest is Cade McClarity.
Hey, Chad, thanks for having me.
I've been trying to get you on for a while. You've been ducking me. You've been trying to get out of it.
It's because of the snow last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then before. Just didn't work out, you know?
Yeah. But finally, we found a way. It almost didn't work out again. We had an issue where we couldn't record it at my house, but I did some research, did some cross-examination, found that there are study rooms in the library, and that's where we are out of right now. How do you feel about the new studio?
It's nice. I've never been in the Lilac Room before, so it's a good experience. The book, do you see that book that's like with the creepy face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see
it. I feel like it's staring at me.
Oh, I don't think that's a face. That's like that's like a magnifying thing you'd see at a viewpoint, like a point of interest.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd like look in when and zoom
like,
in more.
Pay like $5 to look at a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those things.
That's if you're lucky, $5.
But I don't know. I feel like it's staring at me.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Well, it's like great. Just think of it as one of the many fans of the Chadcast.
As one of the viewers.
As one of the viewers. It's hard to picture him because we're not recording yet. In this room, it's actually great. Like, there's room, there's space. There's a whiteboard I could write notes on if I want. And then there's, like, plenty of room for other people. And with a table that, like, can hold many people. So this might be a permanent fixture of the Chadcast. I don't know yet. But I'm having fun so far.
Canby Library.
The Canby Library, friends of the show. Not to be confused with Canby Now, enemies of the show.
Do you think Canby Now makes their podcast in the library?
Well, not anymore.
I've taken it.
Yeah, I've really Napoleoned this. It's my territory now. I've claimed it as my own. Who cares what kind of natives were here before me?
We'll kick Canby Now out of mm-hmm. Canby.
They're just now. What are you doing now?
Let's move to Malala. Yeah. They'll talk about the closed bowling alley. pool.
The pool's back open.
Really?
Yeah, they opened the pool.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Haven't been since, but it wasn't that even like crazy of a pool. Like, yeah. It's not as deep as Canby's.
I think they had one diving board and that was it.
I would go there and there's like not that many people even there.
I had a couple birthday parties there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was your Malala party spot.
Yeah.
I had one. It was actually a pretty big one at the park next to the Buckaroo.
Oh, yeah.
When I was, like, younger, when I was, like, 3 or 4, and, like, the fire department was there. But not from Malala, but Tualatin Valley. Because, like, I guess the people my dad worked for were, like, on the board. Yeah. So they got, like, a fire engine to come and, like, honked its horn and stuff. I mean, I was, like, 3. This was, I was in preschool for Country Christian.
Yeah.
Before, like, I left for Arizona. So that's one Malala spot I had a party in. I went to one at the McDonald's back when it sold the GameCube and everything.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that
I remember the GameCube, but only like one worked.
Yeah,
the
snowmobile that was so game. Cool. Oh my gosh. I forgot what games they had. But
they had like the snowmobile one, and yeah. I think like Mario Tennis. And then yeah. I don't remember the third one.
I remember Mario Tennis. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple birthday parties at the Canby one.
Oh yeah, the yeah. Canby McDonald's.
Yeah, and then the Woodburn one, you know?
You're a big fan of it. Was that when you were working there? Like,
yeah, it was when I was working. It was before. It was when they had the cool like tree playground mm-hmm. thing. You know.
Yeah.
I was probably 5, maybe 4 or 5.
So how's life down in Eugene?
Oh, it's pretty. It's pretty good. You know, studying.
Yeah, going to school down there.
Yeah.
What school are you going to?
I'm going to Northwest Christian University. Go Beacons.
Yeah, Beacons?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty, like the light?
Like the light,
like
yeah.
Like the direction the light goes?
Yeah, it's exactly like that. And this is our sign is like the Bill Clinton thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah, the president invented it this year. It was supposed to be like that. Mm-hmm. But he's like, let's do this. This is more casual. So,
It's the thumbs up is yeah. more casual than the
it's like a laid
praying.
Down thumbs up. Just oh. Google Bill Clinton thumbs up and you'll see. All right. It. Yeah.
That's a lot of school spirit.
It's good.
Do you guys do that like at gatherings?
A lot of people have boycotted it.
Oh really?
Yeah, they're kind of it's very split. It's the big topic of debate for the year.
Is it in Parliament there now? Cause like, or did the president just sign like a thing? I can't think of it.
No, he just said it at the assembly one
day. Really? He's like, that's it.
He's like, let's do a thumbs up instead.
Is he still the president?
Yeah.
He's
cool.
Oh, he's somewhere else. Like, that'd just be a great thing to do, then leave. Like, just change something major about the school. And just, and this is my commencement speech, is I change this.
He's a good dude. He's cool.
Have you interviewed him on Tuesdays with Cade?
It's Thursdays.
Oh, it's Thursdays now?
Yeah, no, it's always
Thursdays. Oh, I thought it was Tuesdays. I see it on Tuesday.
Oh, I mean, it goes up on.
I just wait, I guess. I'm not a Twitter Thursday kind of guy.
Oh, you're not a Twitter enthusiast?
Well, this is when I'm busy trying to record a podcast, you know?
That's true.
Thursday, I got my own media. And in fact, if Thursday Thoughts with Cade gets any longer, I might have to sue.
Really? It's staying a minute and... Oh, shoot. We're trying to keep it... Because Twitter has a limit for how long you can post. So we keep it underneath that.
Yeah.
And then we send it to, like, the NCU's Instagram, too.
Oh, it gets put on there, too?
Yeah.
You got broadcasting rights?
Not the official one, but, like, this, like, NCU meme account.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, not the official one?
Not the official one.
Not yet.
But the official NCU one. Student Life retweets it every
week. Oh, really?
So,
well, that's good to hear. Like, I'm glad you're in media, too. It feels like I can confide in one of my friends who are actually doing something out there, but not the same as me. Because you've also done YouTube for a while.
My YouTube career is great.
Two channels?
Over 120 subs on both channels combined.
Across both channels. No overlap, though.
No, of course not. They're completely different people.
What's the favorite video you've ever made?
Oh, shoot. With Taylor, it would have to be... maybe Paper Bags and Prologues, or The Man, the Myth, the Legend. And The Man, the Myth, the Legend was our first one. And we didn't have anything planned. And do you know the scene where he throws the basketball into the air?
Yeah.
And it hits him on the head. Mm-hmm. That was unscripted, and he did it by accident.
He just hit himself in the head?
Yeah, he meant to, like, throw it up for a layup, and then it hit the ceiling, and it hit him in the head. So we kept it in, and
just
that's
a bunch
how
of
it,
improv comedy.
Yeah, yeah. And then my favorite by myself would have to be The Farm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a classic one. Joe Kendall, previous
friend of the show.
Yeah.
He talked about it. He's like, I'm usually behind the camera.
He was behind the camera in that one.
Excellent cinematography, though.
Yeah, he does a great job. He's not in The Farm 2, sadly.
Oh, he's not in it. Confirmed. Joe is out. Joe is out of Cade's YouTube channel.
We're trying to get him in a starring role in The Farm 3 coming soon.
Yeah, his agent's just hard to get. Yeah,
his manager's all mean.
Mm-hmm. Won't ever call back.
Yeah.
Do you have a job?
I do. I work with direct sales at Qdoba Mexican Eats.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What goes into that, a job like that?
I make the burrito. It's like Subway. Mm-hmm. And Chipotle,
yeah.
You know, I make the burrito and then I sell it to them. So it's
direct
sales. Yeah,
you directly make and sell the product.
Yeah, that just sounds a lot better than fast food worker.
Mm-hmm. I remember last time we were talking and you hadn't been put on the schedule for like a month.
Oh yeah, we call that my sabbatical. This week I was not on the schedule either, so we're hoping
you're back
week.
On sabbatical.
Yeah,
that's like what kind of happens in my podcast when there's like snow or like I can't record at my house, although it's kind of changing now. Or it's like I didn't really have a podcast last week because like I was talking to someone, like could have done it, but just like for whatever reason it doesn't work out. And it's hard to like keep, I can't like ask a bunch of people and then, because then everyone's gonna want to be on it. And I've just been talking to Cade on this for like a month or so. And we tried to do it one other time. It couldn't work. But now that I have this tool called the library, I didn't need a library card to get in here.
Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, I have my...
Well, I was scared because she asked me for my name. And I don't know. I might have some outstanding fees. I haven't used...
Before you went to Arizona?
I think from, like, grade school. When I first came back, it, like, I may have just returned stuff late but put it in the box so I didn't have to talk to them.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I haven't been here in a while. Like, I prefaced that when I asked for the room. I'm like, oh, it's just like my second time ever seeing this place. Because obviously the first time I talked about it. Yesterday, I'm looking for cars. As everyone knows on the podcast, like, the car search is still on. And we finally went to McLaughlin. Not to be confused with McLarity, but McLaughlin. And we were driving up and down, you know, started driving up, stopped at Gage, looked a few cars, didn't see much. Nothing that caught my eye, and there's, like, salesmen following me, so that's why I don't really like dealerships like that. And we came down, had some lunch at Burgerville, looked at a few cars, and we saw, like, an Audi we were going to try out over at Brooks Motor Co. And we got there. We looked at it, looked pretty clean, talked to this guy. It was pouring down rain at the time, so we kind of went inside. And then I was convinced to take it to a test drive, so they took the copy of my license. They took all that, got my insurance, although they didn't really get much of it. They just asked me what company I had. So like, I could have just lied about everything, but I didn't. I'm an honest man. I'm not going to tell you what kind of insurance I have, but I have car insurance. And we were test driving it. I get in the car and I'm like, hey, the gas is kind of low. I just point to it and he just whispers under his breath an expletive that I'm not going to say because we're trying to get more sponsorship on the podcast. And he's like, it'll be all right. We're not driving too far anyway. So like, we drive on River Road, which kind of runs perpendicular to McLaughlin. And I don't really know much about that area. Like, I'm not from there. Like, the back roads, like, I just don't really get. So I'm just like, yeah, just tell me where to drive, and I'll drive it. Like, I don't care. But he's like, you'll be able to go 40 on here, so you'll get a good idea of what the car's like. And the car drove pretty smooth. It had a few miles, but it was a rebuilt. They rebuilt the engine, because that's just what they do, like, a whole mechanics thing there. And you can look into it if you want, or maybe you already know. And we're getting down there, and he's like, take a right here, and I'm like, all right, and then take another right here, and then he just kind of, like, was looking at options to tell me about, like, how good this car is, and I'm just kind of lost, and where he tells me to take a right, like, kind of just put me back on the road where we were, and we should have taken a left, and then it gets to the point where it's like, oh, wow, we're already down by the Max station, so that's, like, so if you, like, kind of know McLaughlin, it's, like, obviously Max Station is kind of, like, the end of the Milwaukee part of it. Or, I mean, it's the start of the Milwaukee part. You're kind of leaving Gladstone area going to Milwaukee. And that's kind of at the bottom of the road where the cars are sold. So we had to go all the way back up, all the way to, like, where the Honda dealership is. And as soon as I turn off, because there's a stop sign, I just lose power. I lose power, and I'm just desperately trying to get over. We're out of gas. It said we had 5 miles to go, but it was off. So we're just kind of stuck there. And then, like, I'm not even all the way off the road because I lost power steering and couldn't turn it anymore because we were uphill and it's a heavy car. So we're just kind of stuck there. And ODOT shows up. They're like, we're going to push you a little more off to the road. And then they just left. They left a flare. They pushed me off to the side. And then that was it. And the guy called one of the other people that worked there. And we're like, all right, bring some fuel. So we're just kind of sitting there for like 10 minutes. Just talked about the car, getting an insurance quote. And I was like, I don't know about this one. Because there were like a few things wrong they weren't going to fix.
Yeah.
But it was weird. I was just stuck on this. It wasn't even like a good side of the road. It was like, I was in a bike lane. Like, there was not enough room. People were having to get in the other lane to get around us. And that was the only car I test drove yesterday.
I remember test driving cars on McLaughlin through a Armstrong Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the salesman didn't even go with us.
Really?
Yeah. Because we bought a car from there before, and the guy was like, oh, yeah, I trust you guys. So we just got to drive it.
I remember at Oregon City Subaru when I was first looking for cars, before we even got the Golf, we test drove like a old Legacy, and they technically weren't supposed, under their rules, they weren't supposed to let me test drive it, mm-hmm. But my dad's like, he's going to be the one driving it, so the guy's like, all right, well, I didn't see anything. That was just the other one, that we didn't buy that car anyway, obviously. We ended up getting the Golf. Everyone knows the Golf.
Everyone loves the Golf.
It's an iconic vehicle.
Yeah.
People go through vehicles, but the Golf has stood the test of time until, like, by the end of the month, probably. It's gone.
You've been driving this since, like, sophomore?
It's my junior year.
Junior year.
Started October.
Yeah, I remember.
Bought it in October. Pulled up to the youth group. I hated that car. Like, you have no idea how much I hated that car. I was so mad when I got it. Because my dad thought it was so great. And I was like, I was so worn out. And I was sick when we bought it. Like, mm-hmm. I was sick. And I didn't want to be out. So I was like, if this, like, gets me home and gets me laying down, like, fine, we'll buy the Golf. And it just sucked. It sucked. It's a sucky car. It's, like, the worst engine. And it's just the joke of being there and still being here that, like, makes me laugh at it a little bit. But I'm so glad I won't have to drive it for much longer.
Yeah, that's kind of me with the old Volvo, the Glam Patrol
movie. The thing is, it's still in the... Isn't it Parker's?
No. He has a Golf now.
Oh, you bought a
Golf? Yeah. He has a white Golf. It's a good car. Yeah, but I hated that car. But, you know, it has a special place in my heart, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one.
I can't say the same about the Golf. It does not hold a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
It'll be my brother's. But I'm sure I've probably said that. Yeah. Maybe it will. I don't know. He said he liked it, so I don't care. He can have it now.
Volkswagen's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. How's your... Do you still have the BMW?
No, I have the... I have a Jetta.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's nice.
What happened to the BMW?
It became too expensive for... parts. Mm-hmm. It cost a lot to keep it up, because like I had a leaky radiator, so I had to get that replaced, and that was almost as much as I paid for the car. So it was kind of like, better get something that's like cheaper, has better gas mileage. Mm-hmm. You know, because the Beamer took 92, so it was pretty expensive also.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Surge the soda?
I love Surge soda with the passion. I'm a little upset right now because, as I'm sure everyone knows, it's a Burger King exclusive right now. So they don't sell it in the cans,
mm-hmm.
in stores. Like, I can buy it from Amazon, but if you buy a single can, it's about 50 cents per fluid ounce. And if you buy 24, it's 17 cents per fluid ounce, which is still a lot.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way about Sprite Cranberry.
Yeah, can you buy that anywhere right now?
It's a seasonal drink. Yeah. So what I do is I just buy Sprite and I like mix it myself. I'll buy cranberry juice and just like take a few drinks out of the Sprite and then like put it in so there's room for the cranberry.
Does it taste the same?
It's different because obviously it's not straight cranberry and the mixture's never going to be the same, but I like it. Like, I could drink it all day. But it's a bit of a hassle, but I stick to it, you know. I'm just trying to get over till the next holiday season. The thing about it is like, you can buy it, like, people save it, like, for if you've ever looked at like Exotic Pop or whatever, like those Instagram pages, it's like $7 to buy like a 20 ounce.
Oh my goodness, that's so much. Mm-hmm. But yesterday I went on a bit of a spiritual journey to find Surge soda. Mm-hmm. Because like the Burger King in Eugene, it closed.
Oh, really?
The one that I know. I mean, there's more than one, probably. But, you know. So I Googled where to buy Surge soda. And Dollar General and Walmart popped up. Like, and, like, the website was like, oh, they're here. Like, you can't buy it online. But there's, like, find at a store. And I clicked it. And it's like, oh, it's at this store. So I go to Dollar General, right?
Yeah, Hubbard?
No.
Oh, there's one in Eugene?
Yeah.
They're all over now.
They're all over. They're great. I love them.
I love a good Dollar General.
Yeah, because they have Jolt Cola, too. Yeah, it's really good. It tastes like the mix, like, if you just mix, like, Pepsi and Coca-Cola half and half, that's what it tastes like.
Maybe that's what they do.
It might be, but it's twice the caffeine of those ones. So
sounds like a Simpsons drink.
It like looks like
a Jolt... Like Bart Simpson drinking a Jolt Cola.
Yeah, they look like Buzz Colas from The Simpsons. Like, it might have been based off of that. Like, either one. And, but I go there looking for Surge. They did not have it. And I asked the guy, and he goes, yeah, we don't sell that. And I'm bummed out, you know? But I was like, all right, I'll go pick up some Jolt. And they're sold out of Jolt. I go, oh, man, you guys have some Jolt in the back. He's like, I don't know. Some guy comes the moment they're delivered and just buys them all. So I was a little upset. And then I went to Walmart, and it was not there either.
So you're stuck looking for a Burger King in Eugene.
Yeah.
traversing the snow.
You know, cracking open a Surge and like chugging it.
Yeah.
No better feeling.
That's facts. I had it once from Burger King, just for like Cade, you know, Cade for the meme of it. You follow
Cade, right?
I never had a can. I've only had it from Burger King.
It's pretty good.
I was like, it's all right.
No, it's amazing.
I don't know if it's amazing.
It's the best thing
from Burger King.
No,
maybe it tastes better. Maybe it tastes better in the can. I didn't hate it. I just wasn't impressed by it. But I mean, it's fountain, so.
Yeah, it's a bit different.
Went to the old soda fountain, the Coca-Cola Freestyle. They should put Sprite Crayon in there. But why am I giving Burger King ideas? There's Sprite flavors in there. Yeah. There's not Sprite.
Sprite Peach is pretty good. I'm a big peach guy.
Yeah.
Peach enthusiast.
You're a peach enthusiast?
Yeah.
Teddy just blocked me on Twitter.
What?
Teddy, I don't know. I tweeted like a joke. Like, you know the whole like unpopular opinions, but like they're not that unpopular?
Yeah.
I said, like, unpopular opinion, oxygen is good for you. Teddy just blocked me because of it.
That makes sense.
Reminds me of the time I blocked you, Pex.
what did you block him for again?
I made a joke, like, if you think this, you're blocked. But I'd be serious on someone, and he did it. Like, he replied with whatever, so he got blocked.
That's good.
Had to do it to him.
Have you unblocked him since?
Yeah, he's back. He's back in the fold. He finally followed me back after a while. Because he didn't know. I mean, he didn't know he got blocked.
Yeah.
No one I don't tweet regularly enough. I'm trying to start, though.
Yeah. I'm a big tweeter.
Yeah, you tweet a lot about the Beastie Boys.
Oh, I gotta love the Beastie Boys.
Do you own any vinyls or memorabilia of the Beastie Boys?
I've been looking into getting a Beastie Boys sweatshirt, you know, so people know I'm a big Beastie Boys fan. A boyer, as I'm called.
A what?
A boyer?
Oh, is that like, are you
no.
the...
It's not
anything. It's not yet.
Not yet, I'm gonna make it.
Keep your eye out when someone says they're a boyer.
That means they're a big Beastie Boys fan. A boyer or a beaster?
A beastie boyer.
No, that's what Beastie Boys fans are calling themselves now. Mm-hmm. Just became a big craze.
Do they tour still? Like, could you go to a show?
I looked it up. They're only in like the East Coast, pretty much.
So you're gonna have to take a flight out.
Gonna go see them. No, they're all right. They're pretty good. It's just, you know, you can't listen to Beastie Boys and not smile because they're so funny, you know.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, they're pretty funny. I like their stuff.
Yeah.
They'd make a good soundtrack for like a low budget racing movie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a Fast and Furious.
Weren't they like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle soundtracks of like the 90s, probably?
Probably Secret of the Ooze. I remember those movies.
I do too. I remember watching them on like the Hallmark Network or something.
They were on Hallmark?
No, ABC Family.
Oh, my
Does
mom...
ABC Family still exist?
Probably.
I have Sling Television, but I only got the channels I want. Yeah. Not an ad.
Not an ad.
But I didn't think I needed the package that included ABC Family. Probably. I'm missing out on the 25 days till Christmas.
Yeah, it's more like 25 months, right?
Just tried to high-five me after that.
But my mom, she's like, oh, I love these movies, like, years ago, because we saw them at Walmart, and then she bought all three,
mm-hmm.
you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, something.
Keep on turtling.
Keep on turtling. Did you watch the new ones that are directed by Michael Bay?
No.
Oh,
I saw the commercials, but I don't know, man.
Me and Teddy always go see Michael Bay's movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, we saw all five? Six? How many Transformers movies are there?
Well, Bumblebee, he didn't do.
Yeah. That was some other guy. Bumblebee was actually good.
I saw Transformers 3 in theaters.
I've seen all of them.
I don't know why I saw it.
Three wasn't too bad. Three was cool. Like, story-wise, terrible. But, like, it looked cool.
That's that. You could say that about all of them.
Yeah, I mean,
Have you ever seen that video of Michael Bay at like a Samsung event? And they like ask him a question about, oh, how do you do this with your movies or whatever? And he couldn't answer it and he walks off stage. Like in front of a bunch of people. He's like, thank you. And doesn't like says thank you, like walking away. I'll link the video in the description because it's so funny to watch.
Like, do you remember the video if Michael Bay directed Up? Did you ever watch that?
No, I didn't watch that.
Dude, it's the funniest thing ever. So it's like this Up trailer, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like it looks darker. It has like a bunch of like lens flare in it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then Linkin Park starts to play What I've Done, and then the dude just edits in like a bunch of explosions, and then like Carl's like yelling like, I didn't ask for any of this. And it's the funniest thing ever. Well, I'll have to show you what it is. Good.
Alright, I don't think I'll have enough room to link that.
Oh, probably not. But I'm sure, like, it had, like, millions of views on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Well, people, much like your YouTube.
People, yeah. Much like it. Yeah, my best video is Thursday Thoughts with Cade, though.
Mm-hmm. I like that series. I like watching him.
It has more views than any video.
It's more accessible, though.
Yeah, and it's short.
That's what I've learned about podcasting is accessibility.
Yeah, that's why you have it on all the...
I have it on all the major platforms. Can't say that about Canby now.
But what do you have it on Google Play?
Yeah, I do. I get one play from them. Like, it's not really
it's
worth
Google.
It.
Google.
Like, I feel like anyone could just have Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify is... I like Spotify.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Mostly because of my student discounts and whatnot.
Yeah, it's like $5 or $6 or something. It's good deal.
Plus Hulu and Showtime, but this isn't an ad. Yeah. Speaking of which, we're going to get into the ad. We're going to take our halftime break, and we're going to get a little word from our sponsors. And we're back. There's a bit of a extra break because Cade's mom called him.
Yeah, I always got to answer the mom.
But we were talking about Alex Trebek. Now, for the people who didn't get to hear, because it doesn't fit very well with how the conversation went anyway, so I feel like we can just restart it because they won't know. Alex Trebek, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I joked that I was once on Teen Jeopardy. I wasn't. We laughed. We had fun. It was on my IMDb page. I don't have an IMDb page.
Some of us are hurt by Chad's lie, but we'll get over it.
50% of the room is hurt by it. There's only 2 people in here.
The people next door will ask them how they feel.
Yeah, I like Alex Trebek, though. I mean, I tune into the occasional Jeopardy.
I never...
Never watched Jeopardy?
Yeah.
You've never watched it?
No, I didn't, really.
You've never turned it into the block of programming, which
it
is...
It wasn't on Netflix. We got rid of TV.
Yeah, but it's been on forever. Like, you haven't had Netflix your entire life.
Well, pretty much. Like, we stopped...
Did you stop once you could get a DVD in the mail? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You stopped paying for...
Yeah.
Cable.
Because we never watched anything it. Like...
Yeah, but even then, like, this is Antenna. Like, you can get it for free.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It's on Channel 2, ABC.
Yeah, we had an Antenna.
Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune.
Like, I gotta watch the Super Bowl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I don't know, I just never got around to it, I guess.
It's crazy. He's never watched Jeopardy.
Well, I mean, I'm like, you know.
You've heard of it, but...
I've seen, like, parts of it. Never a full episode.
That's just weird to me that you've never seen a full episode of Jeopardy. I learned you get so many surprising happenings on the Chadcast. Mark this down if you mark them down. That Kate has never listened to Jeopardy.
I used to watch Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, though.
They're bringing that back.
Really?
Yeah, with John Cena.
As the host or
yeah.
The fifth grader? Are you smarter than John Cena?
I might trademark that.
I'll send him an email. johncena@gmail.com.
It's jcena.
jcena.work@gmail.com. What if that's his legitimate email?
Someone's got... I wouldn't want other people owning chadtalent@gmail.com.
That's true. I'm a... I don't know what happened to Caden McClarity, but I think I probably made it and just forgot the password, because there's no other Kate McClure.
See, that's how I feel about me, but, like I can't get everything on something. Maybe I've just created a bunch of emails I don't remember, but...
Yeah.
They won't give me ctalon at yahoo.com.
They won't?
They won't.
Why do you use Yahoo?
I don't know. It's just what my dad used, and, like... We had to create one for fantasy football because we had a fantasy football one, and we just needed an email, and I was chadtalon@yahoo.com, and I still own that to this day. You can chat with me on there.
Chat with me on Yahoo, guys.
People sleep on Yahoo. I also like Bing.
Whatever happened to Bing?
Bing's still around. Yeah, sure? It's just the Microsoft Google.
Is MSN still around?
Probably not in the same capacity.
Yeah, because that was like, that was our like start page for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But
AOL. You ever? My grandma had AOL because it was like some Cambi thing. I got with Cambi Telcom.
Oh, did Cambi Telcom? Does Cambi Telcom use AOL?
I mean, this was a while ago. It was like 2008.
AOL's been around for years.
Yeah, I was actually watching a documentary on Netflix about the 2000s.
Yeah.
I watched all six. Oh, they're talking about AOL and Time Warner merging, and then AOL's stock just went down completely, along with Enron and a few others. Oh, I was interested because there's like a lot of stuff in it you don't remember. And we are actually coming to the end of a decade at the end of this year. We'll be the third decade I've finished. You only have two. That's right, I was born in 1999. I've been alive for two millennia.
I've been alive for many years. I'm actually a 78 baby.
A 78 baby? 1978.
Yeah.
Caught the end of the baby boomers.
Yeah. I'm a baby boomer guy.
I think it like cuts off at 70 or like 60, the 60s.
Something like that, yeah. Because after that, it's...
Shout out to all the baby boomer listeners.
Do you have a lot of them?
I doubt
if it was a video.
I don't get like age analytics. I do for Instagram, where I like do the most promoting, and I think I get a lot of my listeners from. And I have like one person in the 60 and above range, but that could just be someone lying about their age to get an Instagram. Like,
that's
my Twitter thinks I'm like 20, like 2 or something, because I lied. Like, I got it. I was the first to ever get Twitter in like sixth grade. Like, no one had it though, so I didn't like touch it for a while until I got to like it kind of got decent in high school for me, and I started using it again. Obviously I use it more now, but my original tweets were so cringy.
I
didn't know how to use Twitter, like, and I deleted it, so I just like created this like this character where I was just like an analyst for ESPN. <That's> and like I sold the egg for my account. Like, and it was like a square or whatever. Yeah. So I had a square orange background, white egg, and I don't know. I was like, Twitter was such a like a lawless wasteland back then. My app was literally ESPN analyst. I was gaining followers because people were so dumb at the time. Like no one else knew. I kept the egg for a long time because I didn't know how to change it. I only had a laptop. This was before we even had smartphones, really, in the same capacity.
Yeah.
I was rocking a LG chocolate.
Ooh. I didn't have a phone until 8th grade, and then it was like those Blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then...
Like a palm phone?
Yeah.
I had a palm phone for like my first smartphone.
I think it was an LG, probably. I don't remember what it was. But it was like the rip-off Blackberries. And, you know, 8th grade was 2013, 2014.
Yeah, because I think 2013 was my first year of high school.
Yeah,
which is just crazy crazy to think about.
Yeah,
there was such a huge gap. You know what was going on in 2013?
I don't remember.
Not much.
It was after
we had just survived 2012.
Yeah, end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Wait.
Yeah, 2012 was supposed to be like Nostradamus, like Mayans, end of the world. There was a movie about it.
Yeah, that movie came out like what, 2010 though. 2012 came out 2010.
2012 came out in 2010.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the year 2012.
I can't wait for like the year like 2049 to come out so I can be like, wow, Blade Runner came out this year. You know, just so
I can't believe we're living in Blade Runner times.
Although the first Blade Runner is supposed to take place like this year or something like that.
Oh, yeah. So, I think like, so. Keep your eyes out for Harrison Ford. He might crash crash a plane like into your golf course or something.
Yeah, that's a good movie. I like it.
I remember when Harrison Ford like kept getting in trouble with it, like with flying planes. Like he crashed one.
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah.
Just trying to come up with obscure stuff to talk about because Cade will try and carry along the conversation.
Yeah. What are your what's your favorite movie?
That's a good question. There's a lot of good movies out there.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, I'm not ready for this. I'm usually the interviewer, and I use that term lightly because I just usually have topics.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're interviews, though. That's why I try to get them off as, like, this is the blank interview. But then I just, like, this ended it to just names. So this will just be titled Cade McLarity. But if I have to go back to what my favorite movie is, I'm going to reserve that judgment. Maybe Captain Marvel will be my favorite movie.
Maybe, yeah. It got a decent percentage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I watched Ant-Man the other day. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
It was all right. It felt a lot like the first movie.
It didn't have stakes.
Yeah, there were no stakes. I felt like they just ate a lot of chicken, right?
The second high five I've been offered. Not taking it. We end the podcast with high fives. We don't have middle high fives.
No? What about, like, middle fist bumps?
No.
Solemn handshake?
No. there's no end of podcast tradition.
Oh.
Other than maybe just debrief. Post-production period.
Grab some milkshake. No, I'm just kidding.
Grab some milkshakes, throw them at old ladies.
What was the, you know the thing, like, where people would go through the drive-thru, get a milkshake, and then, like, chuck it at the people?
I mean, I guess like they're just like short vines of like people would just like do that, and then they'd miss. Sometimes they'd miss and get something thrown at them or like punched or something.
Yeah.
Respect your local fast food worker.
As a person who's worked in fast food for a long time, you should definitely respect them.
Yeah, you've carved your own path in the world of fast food.
The food industry.
You worked your way up in McDonald's.
I did. I was a crew trainer. It was fun to train people. I trained my own brother. I trained Teddy Shear, podcast alum.
Podcast alum. You may not know it because it has the least amount of listens, but go listen to it. It's a good episode.
It was a great episode. I listened to the whole thing. It was really good.
Now we just need a lot of people to listen to this one.
Yeah, guys, make sure you listen to the Cade McLarity podcast if you're having it.
At this time, it'll be out now.
You should definitely give that one a listen.
That's the issue. I don't promote the podcast while I'm promoting the podcast.
Yeah.
That's a valuable revenue stream.
You'll get twice the amount of views.
Because then people are going to go back. Hit that. And then the ad revenue goes up.
You'll get an infinite amount of views.
It keeps on happening.
Yeah.
But they don't never finish it.
Yeah.
So we're just talking to no one now. If there's infinite viewers.
Yeah. Good point.
I thought Cade was gonna say something after that and he just shrugged his shoulders. I don't know. I wanna talk about your cats.
Oh, I love my cats. Shout out to the 8 cats.
You have 8 cats.
I have 8 cats.
Can you name them all for me?
I will. So Batman and Robin are the 2 outside cats. I don't talk about them much. But Blackjack, he's outdoor and indoor cat. Had him since kindergarten. He's about 13, almost 14 years old. So shout out to Blackjack. You're the real homie. Blackjack Super Cat, as he's also named. And then there's Sparkle Pants. Sparkle Pants is Parker's cat. Parker's my brother. And then there's Oliver, Darwin, Ralphie, and Magic. And Ralphie and Magic are hairless cats. But Darwin's my son.
Darwin's your son.
Yeah. It was recently his birthday. He turned 3.
That's why I wrote it down. Because like when we were originally going to record this podcast, like you had like said something about your cat's birthday. So I was like, all right, I'll write that down. And like almost a month later, we're finally here. To talk about it.
No, his birthday was only like it was the 23rd of February.
Like a month ago. It's last month.
Yeah.
It's last We're in March. Okay. This goes out whenever I want it to come out, Kate. Oh. So if I say it's a month ago, it's a month ago. I control time. I control space.
I mean, aren't you going to release it on whatever day the podcast?
I might release it as soon as we're done.
Oh, yeah, because you're a Friday guy now, right?
I don't even remember anymore. Like, I turned out like I was releasing them on... No, I wanted to change it to Wednesdays. I think it was on, like... I don't even know. Because I remember the first one I ever recorded, it just came out. Like, I was like, all right, I have no plans. This was just the first one. So, it's like, it's out there. And it released at, like, 8 o'clock at night. Like, no time I'd ever want to release it. Because I basically just lose myself a day. Yeah. You know, like, when I first tweeted out, like, you'd have to scroll so far down. That's what I've learned is just marketing and everything with this. It's all about marketing. Yeah. I broke a first week record with the last podcast I did with 55 in the first week. Which is never heard of. It's not the record all time, but for like first week, it can creep up there. It has a better like start at it. Yeah. Half of it like is you promoting it. I'm trying to tap into that Eugene audience. This is my first Eugene guest.
I don't know if they'll listen, but if you're from Eugene and you're listening,
I hate you.
thanks.
Shout out all the Eugene
listeners. Shout out all the people from the Huge. That's what we call it.
Shout out all the beacons. Beaconers.
All the beacons.
The beacon pie. What's your favorite pie, Cade?
I'm not a big pie guy.
Me neither.
So I don't really know. I guess... I don't know.
Would you have a key lime pie?
I don't know if I've had key lime pie.
Key lime pie is pretty good. It's a graham cracker crust.
Yeah.
With, like, key lime. Not like lime. Like, yeah. You won't get fruit. It's not a fruit. Like, it's not like a lime pie. It's a key lime pie.
What does key lime mean?
I don't know, but it tastes pretty good. It's not...
I've had key lime pie yogurt.
It's kind of like a pumpkin pie, but, like, key lime.
I like cheesecake.
Cheesecake's really good.
Yeah, cheesecake is a go-to. My mom makes a fire cheesecake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I have my first cheesecake in Las Vegas.
Yeah?
It's pretty good.
Nice.
It was in a suite.
I'll be, I'm trying to go to Grand Canyon this summer, so I might go by Las Vegas.
Oh, you're transferring to Grand Canyon?
No.
Oh, I'm just going.
Just going to the Grand Canyon.
When you say Grand Canyon, that sounds like the university.
Oh, no. I'm staying at NCU. They've got a good program there. And, we're trying to, me and a podcast alumni, Joe Kendall, trying to go to the Grand Canyon, and we may go through Vegas. We're planning the route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say, as far as, like, if you don't want to go, like, on a bunch of mountains or anything, California to Arizona, because I used to live in Arizona.
Yeah. That's what we're probably going to do.
It's probably the easier way, but I like going through, I've been through both ways. Nevada is kind of cool too, because if you go down to Arizona through Nevada, you get to go to Reno. Yeah. It's a sight to see.
Yeah.
There's an IHOP in Reno I frequented on the trips. You get to go to Carson City, the capital.
Yeah.
Las Vegas is pretty cool. Laughlin is pretty cool. If you go, you might want to go through Nevada just because there's a small town called Searchlight, which contains a Terrible's gas station, which is like a bigger thing down there. Which also has a McDonald's and a casino.
Casino in the gas station?
Yeah, they're like McDonald's on the left. Or no, McDonald's on the middle, casino on the left, gas station, clerk on the right, gas station. Wow. That was always the best spot to... I think you might have to touch Nevada at some point just to go quicker. I'm not sure. But Searchlight's pretty fun if you go through Nevada.
Maybe. We're going down through... San Fran. So I think we might cut through.
You can LA. Always like have some California and have some Nevada.
Yeah. If you, there's like a way you can go that like goes through Death Valley. Mm-hmm. And I think that might be kind of cool.
You break down. Yeah. Just on a long road.
Oh, that part would suck. But
are you going down in a Eurovan?
I wish, dude. I love Eurovans. Shout out to the Eurovan
community. All my listeners that are Eurovan communityers.
Yeah, if you guys own a Eurovan and you're looking to sell it for free, just let me know.
And his number is 503. I'm just trying to give away personal information. His social security is 451-7. I don't even know. I know my social security number, but I couldn't tell you how many numbers are in it. Like, I just know it by, like, saying it a lot.
It's 9 numbers. right?
I don't know.
3-2-4?
I mean, that's a good idea, but I don't know. How about you say your social security number?
And then we can just count the digit. Okay, that works. All
right, so I'll have my hands ready.
Okay. So, 1, 2.
Okay, let me get my pen and pad out. Let me get my notes app out, which I accidentally exited out of, which is where my notes for these podcasts go.
How long does it usually take you to gather some good notes?
It just depends. Sometimes, like, I see something trending on Twitter, and I'll put that down. Sometimes I'll just know something, like, big about the guest, and I'll add that. Sometimes there's something that happens to me, like an anecdote that I want to talk about during the week.
Yeah, like the car?
Yeah, cars always happen. That's an update. Just anything that comes to mind, too. Like I had these other notes for, like, a different podcast I was going to record this week, but I really didn't, and they're kind of like a week old, but I'm still gonna talk about them just because I feel like talking. You know, it's my platform. I said we'd be in here for an hour. I don't know what we're recording at yet, but we're going till they kick us out of the Camby library.
Well, I don't think they'll kick us out. I don't think it's very hot spot.
I don't know.
Not many people try to rent rooms in the Camby
library. I don't know. There's people next to us. There's like a group.
Yeah, but they'll get kicked out first.
I don't know. They asked me, like, how much time do you think you'll have it for? And I said, oh, probably an hour. I don't know what they said. I thought we lost out on the room because they got there first.
Could they have multiple rooms? You can do a similar thing at the University of Oregon Library. Mm-hmm. It's a nice library.
I'd love to drive down 60 miles to record a podcast.
Yeah?
I did that one in Corvallis. The drive sucks to Corvallis because off the freeway so far. Yeah. It's like, why is Corvallis even a big college town?
I don't know. It's because you got to go off the exit for a little bit, right?
Yeah, you got to go off the exit. You got to drive down a long road. You got to hang a left.
Yeah, I've never been to the college area. I used to go to Corvo because there was a poultry swap there. I used to raise poultry, you know, chickens. Pigeons, ducks, that, yeah. Shout out to Rodney.
That reminds me of my ducks I have now claimed. That just kind of walk outside my house, walk in the backyard, and then also they hang out in the pond next. There's just two of them. They're like an old married couple, but I don't really know how old they are. They just kind of like chill by us, and I think that's pretty cool. And as of like just thinking about it, I've thought of the names for the two ducks. The male is named Duncan, and it's a male and female.
Yeah.
Female's named Courtney.
Ah, I was hoping it would be like Duncan Ducknuts or something like that.
Well, that would require I say their name in that order.
Yeah, but it'd be funny.
Get your own ducks, Kate, if you're not happy about the results.
I used to have ducks. It was Geppetto, and then his ladies. He had like four women, and He was pretty cool. Geppetto then had a son. We named it Pinocchio, you know? And
makes sense.
Yeah, they were cool ducks. They were Muscovy ducks. They were huge. They laid giant eggs that were really good. I actually prefer duck eggs over chicken eggs.
This is just so weird.
Why?
You've never seen Jeopardy and you eat duck eggs.
I never needed to watch it. I know all my bird facts, you know? Gotta love bird facts. Goose eggs? Not as good. They're more like light, whereas duck eggs are kind of like, you know.
No, I don't.
Oh, you gotta eat a duck egg. No, once you have a fresh duck egg, you won't eat any other egg. Like regular, like store bought eggs, doesn't taste the same anymore.
Huh.
It's sad.
Really?
Yeah. Farm fresh eggs.
You don't have like a plug for duck eggs, like that creamery out on that road.
Is there a place that sells duck eggs?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm asking you.
Oh,
you're the only person I've ever met that has said he has, let alone eaten a duck egg, to then also say he prefers them to chicken eggs.
Oh, they're good. You gotta have them. Well, because we used to have the ducks, but now we don't have them anymore. And then we got laying ducks, Harlequins, and that was the breed of duck.
Mm-hmm.
And their eggs were pretty good too, but the Muscovy ones they were nice.
This is so weird.
Decade.
Such a weird revolution. How have I known Cade for like 5-6 years and like had no idea he was
a Decade fanatic?
If you would have told me the three things that make him tick are duck eggs, the Beastie Boys, and Surge Soda, I would have stayed clear of him. It's like too late now. I've already recorded all this like 45 minutes of podcast. Like we can't get rid of it now.
Technically known each other for like 10 years.
Yeah, it's weird. We have pictures of each. I'm in pictures with you and Parker on like sports teams or whatever.
I don't think I did sports then.
Maybe not sports for you.
Maybe I did it in first grade.
Yeah, and that
because you would have been second.
Yeah, and that would have been the thing. And then one with Parker when I moved up on a soccer team.
Yeah. Was it still t-ball in first grade?
I don't know. I wasn't there in first grade. I didn't get there till second.
Second,
there was an option. There are like some people who stayed back and played t-ball.
Did you do t-ball?
No, I played baseball. I'm a man. I'm tough, dude.
Was Kurt Lewandowski your coach?
No, I think I always was with a Razor.
Oh, okay.
Just because if I went up, I was with a Razor. If I was down, I was with a Razor. So I was at Coach Razor.
Yeah. I remember Kurt was my either t-ball or baseball.
That sounds familiar. That kind of sounds familiar, though.
Yeah. Who knows? We probably did something together.
Remember one time I was playing soccer for Country Christian?
Yeah.
And we were at the fields like across. Like where the soccer fields were.
Oh yeah,
and
the
like
old football field.
Mm-hmm, there's like this just big metal stuff, and I got stung by a yellow jacket, and they don't sting, like they bite, and it just stuck on for like 10 seconds, and no one was helping me,
no one wanted to with the yellow jacket.
It got so like my hand, the side of my hand, like right there, like the side of my palm, got like just so huge, like we had to like get cream for it, like tape it up. Like I don't even think I played soccer because I was just so in pain.
Yikes.
And I was just a young kid. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. I was in a big sports kid in elementary. I was
too busy eating
swim.
Duck eggs.
No, I didn't have duck eggs till high school. So, by then I was doing cross country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love cross.
Yeah. One thing, if we can semi-do self-promotion, which I can because this is my podcast.
It's your platform, yeah.
It's my platform for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
I want to let you guys know I'm technically a rapper.
Really?
I feature on a rap song. You can pick it up. It's in the bio. It's not good. Everyone tells me, like, oh, it's not that bad, but I'm like, maybe it's just me, and it's like, oh, it's bad.
I was thinking about making, like, rap just to be funny, you know? Because, like, I feel like, I don't know. I think it'd be so funny. But I don't think I'd do rap. I think I'd do something else, you know? I just think it'd be funny to have, like, a... Like, have you seen my tweets about my album?
Yeah.
Arnie Palmer's in Heaven?
Yeah, I like to feel this. You like Arnold Palmer's, too.
I love Arnold Palmer's. Like, I've had one... every day for the past for quite a while. Sometimes I'll miss a day, you know. Mm. But like today, I haven't had one yet.
I remember one time
I'm on a bit of
like
a
when I was in high school, like I went to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, you know, these sugary drinks aren't good for you. What have you been having at your lunches? And that's when I was going to Safe Lunch, buying in Arizona, usually an Arnold Palmer a day.
Yeah.
So bad freshman year, like I had a lot of soda and energy drinks, so I was like, all right, gotta tone it down a little bit, do the light Arnold Palmer.
Dude, I love Arnold Palmer's.
It's a great drink. I haven't had it in a while. I like the Jack Nicklaus's, too.
Oh, yeah.
The Golden Bears. Yeah, it's like strawberry lemonade.
Those are good.
Those are good, too. There's a lot of low-key Arizona.
Yeah. At the 7-Eleven, that's like, it's like a block down from my school.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually go there every day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll get in Arizona, but at the start of the year, they had peach Arnold Palmer, and it's the best flavor ever. I had it once before, and it changed my life.
You were talking earlier on the podcast. You said you liked the peach.
I do love peach. Yeah, peach is my go-to flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best one, but then they stopped selling it.
Oh, no.
It was because I was like, all right, I don't have a job.
All right, I've given up on Surge, but I finally found Peach.
Because they stopped selling Surge, and it was so upsetting. And Yeah, and then I stopped buying it because I was like, oh, I don't have a job yet. I'm not going to spend as much money.
Sucks not having a job.
And then they stopped selling it, and I'm convinced it's because their only customer stopped buying it. And I am still upset about it. And I think about it every day, about how I should have just kept buying it.
I think this is a great place to kind of wrap up the podcast.
Oh, okay.
That works. What, do you want to pod some more, dude?
I had a good story about Surf Soda.
I think we'll save it for the next time you're on here. You know, gotta leave some juice on the...
Leave some juice on the tracks.
Some juice on the bone. On the bone, you know?
Yeah, it involves Joe, so, you know, we got to get a group one going.
Yeah. I love group podcasts, but I don't want to do, like, more than one a month.
Yeah.
I don't want to oversaturate it, because obviously that requires...
It's too much juice.
It's too much juice for, like, the average person.
Yeah.
It's very tart. It's like they couldn't drink it all.
Too much peach.
Facts. Yeah. Is there anything you want to promote? Because you actually do a lot of stuff, and I want to give you the time of the day, like the end of the Hot Ones episode, to really give you the chance to promote everything.
Look at this camera. That's a good show. I love Hot Ones.
I love Hot Ones, too. Yeah. So this is like your moment, like, right, to promote.
Subscribe to my channel on YouTube to find it. Search Caden Taylor. And then if you also want to subscribe to Cade, you got to go to suggested channels to find it. Because if you just search Cade... I'm not going to pop up. I'm not that popular.
That's Cade with a K.
Cade with a K. Yeah, and Taylor with a T.
Okay. Is that it? That's all you want to promote? You don't want to promote, like, social medias or, like, your like, Thursday thoughts?
Oh, I'm pretty funny on Twitter. K McLaugh.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, it's on there.
All right, that was a great round of promotion. As you know, this is the Chadcast. You can follow me at Chad Talon on Twitter and at CTalon1 on Instagram. The war's not over with that 5-year-old kid who still has CTalon and has done nothing with it.
What a punk.
I know. You can listen to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many others that no one else uses. iTunes and Spotify are the only ones you really have to remember. You can buy the second studio mixtape, Dungeons by Young Squire, with such features as me, on SoundCloud. You don't have to buy it. It's just free. It's free on SoundCloud. There will be a link in the description, or you can just go to Twitter, and it'll come up at some point. If you just go to Twitter for any other things we'll talk about, like, if you just stay on there long enough, you'll find something. Or maybe you'll find something else, and you'll just read an article or something. So this has been the Chadcast. Thank you for tuning in again. How many times have we done this so far? I guessed 8 at the start. I needed someone helping me keeping this a coherent podcast. I can sit in the corner and just tell me facts. If you want to be that person, DM me on Instagram or Twitter. Once again, thank you for listening. And this is Chad signing out.